All right, there's a little bit of George Carlin for you. I love that skit. I kind of cut it off halfway through, I think, didn't I?
Just a little bit.
Fuck.
Great. How did you say that when you blend?
We don't, because I didn't do it well. Great mixing, yeah.
Yes,
actually, I dropped my headset on the freaking computer and it stopped it. All right, so we are going to be doing a show, Boy Nealon. I'm going to produce it. It's all his show. He can kind of do whatever he wants. Very little, no direction from me. Unless you need help, I'll obviously help you, my boy. And we're kind of, what do you want to accomplish with the show, Boy Nealon? Let's just do it this way.
Well, I think the show, it's the same way. It has to be as your show about education and learning from each other, not just learning from me, because I definitely don't know everything. I'm still learning every day. And we can learn things from each other and help each other through our life.
And what makes you want to do this?
It's just who I am. I love to help and mentor other people, and I always have, and it's part of being a leather boy.
Yep. And you did say something to Sir Mark and I, which was you had found it a little bit difficult coming up to where to find your place because you didn't really have anybody to talk to.
Correct,
is that
sir.
True? So now you're able to go ahead, and you're able to actually do to maybe help and do that for some other people as well.
Correct.
All right. Sure. So we're not exactly quite sure what we're going to call your show yet. Have we thought about that?
And I can't really come up with anything real catchy yet, sir. But I'm right, sure something will come to me.
Okay. But I think that's what's going to be good, too. It's like something pops up into your head or you on your drive here, something comes up and you think about it. You throw it on. It's free speech.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So we'll have to come up with a theme song for you. I haven't got that yet.
I can imagine what you'll come up with, Master.
Yeah, I'm sure. The Batman thing. You know what? That's fucking perfect. I'm downloading it now. As you Boy, Neil, you take it over, my boy.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
But anything, what I thought we could talk about, and it's something that's different for everybody, and it really ties into that article that Master put up about soy supposedly making kids gay. You know, it's so funny. I think the religious people always seem to try to say we are because of we were made that way. But yet they're trying to do the most mind control of all. I mean, that's basically what they teach is mind control. Or brainwashing, if you want to call that. But they're always saying we've been turned into something. We're not naturally the way we are. And I kind of feel that, and I'm under the belief, as many psychologists, we are the way we are because of how we're born, especially when it comes to our sexual preference. There's some different schools on that. Some psychologists, there was a very famous one that recently died, I can't remember his name. He basically was under the assumption or the belief that all men were born bi.
Kinsey?
Yes, I think it was, sir.
Yeah.
But it just so happened that he was bi, and I think that kind of may be why he was trying to justify his own
sexuality
or feelings. But then they decide down the road whether they become gay or straight or remain bi the rest of their life. But at what point in time in your lives or our individual lives did you think or realize you may be a submissive or a dominant?
Who's that?
Everybody.
Where
were you at? And what were the signs? What told you you may either be dominant or submissive? What happened?
Well, no, when I first discovered, I was gay is because, I mean, some of you heard my story, but I was very young. I was probably 9, 10 years old at the time, and my babysitter was hot. He was a football player. He passed out on the couch, and I woke up to go to the bathroom, and he had this hard-on sticking out of his top of his pants, and it just attracted. It was like a zoming. It was a piece of chocolate cake with vanilla ice cream just screaming my name, and I went to it, and I got kicked across the room, but persevered, and it only took me 2 months, and I got the prize. But I knew from a long time that I was submissive? No, I was gay. I knew I liked boys, and went from on. I'm what they call a switch. So, and some people say, well, sirs cannot be switched. It's not right. Well, fuck you. It depends to me. It's not if you're submissive or dominant. It depends who I'm with at the time, what mood I'm in. Do I just want to get laid, or do I want to make a big scene, or the time of the day, the mood, and who I'm playing with. But I'm not just one, me, myself, personally. I'm confident and comfortable in telling that I'm proud to be versatile or selfish.
Like, and at what age do you think you might be a switch or versatile that way? Or did you never even consider
Oh, back then, if I could suck a cock or get fucked, which I didn't know what it was, but I knew I wanted to try it, I did it all, even girls back then.
Yeah.
Because it was fun. It was new. You know, that sexual thing when you first find out, hell, you finish and you're ready to go again.
So you were just a little horn dog, basically. So.
Yeah, I'm French-Canadian growing up north. Fuck yeah.
It's kind of the way it was for me on the farm, too. So, I told some of the story. I took, I bet there was three of us that were the three banditos, they used to call us on the farm, because it was way out in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin, and I had my two best friends, a sister and brother. The sister was my age. The brother was a year younger. I took her virginity at about 12, and then right after that, her brother took my virginity. So I can relate to that. We were out in the middle of nowhere in north central Wisconsin. But okay. I found that I was probably very, I kind of knew I was submissive as far as in a sexual manner or just normally at a very young age myself, and it came. It's just the way it was. I didn't even really think about it. How did it manifest itself? Mm-hmm.
That you realized it was it a specific incident? Was it something that
the first time? Actually, I think it was with my best friend, because he basically ordered me. He says, "My dick is really hard right now," and he pulled it out of his pants and said, "Somebody needs to get down and suck my cock." It was almost like I didn't say sir, but I felt like saying yes, sir, and went down and. Next thing we knew, we were up in the haymow, and I lost my virginity. But, and I'm sure we all each individually have our stories. And then later in my life, it came out in some bad ways as well. When you're naturally submissive, people can take advantage of you, and that would happen time and time again. And that's something we as leather boys or people in the leather community can,
or the regular life.
Or sirs and masters, we can help each other out with, because people can take advantage of us, and people will use our submissive personality to their advantage, and not to our, they won't have our best interest in mind, they'll have theirs. In a true relationship, in a master sir, whether it's a master boy, sir boy, master slave, sir slave, or pup relationship, whatever it is, if it's not symbiotic, it's not a true relationship, and it's got to be best for both, which I can honestly say the relationship I'm in with Master and Sir in this family is that way. It's a symbiotic relationship we all have, which is wonderful. It's the hardest thing, I think, to find. It took me almost my whole life to find it, so.
Oh, cool. I'm just going to posting in the chat room any questions from them, from any of the boys or anything, or from anybody ever, actually, in there at all.
But I find, too, what is really funny, I mean, with the submissive or dominant, there's still a stereotype that if you are, say, look a certain way, you should be behaving a certain way. And
he got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing. And it's not fair. And it's good, like you, Boy Neil, and myself, I am versatile. I'm proud of it. I like it all, and I'm, how do you say that? Oh, God, I'm tired, and but I'm confident enough in myself knowing that, no, yeah, I like to get fucked, and I like to fuck. It all depends what mood I am, but a lot of people that are sirs or masters, oh, no, they're all top. Bull fucking shit. We've all been to parties or areas or whatever, and they think there's nobody there that knows them, and then they're in the corner with their legs up in the air. And to me, if you want to be accepted or you want to educate people...
Good question. Keep going, hon.
You need to be true to yourself and realize it's okay if you are dominant or submissive or you're switched, like they say, that it's okay. It does not make you less of a man. To me, it makes you more of a better human being, a better master or sir, because you're comfortable in yourself to say, this is who I am. Like it or not, that ain't my problem. That's yours.
Question from the chat room.
Yeah, Slave Wayne asked. Go ahead. Yeah. That is to say, that, how do you get to somebody, to know they have a choice? I guess a choice that they don't have to be in a bad, a non-symbiotic relationship, and it can be different. And I guess a lot of the ways, and how I learned it the most was certain publications and reading, such as the Leather Boy's Handbook was a great one. I mean, it really taught that it isn't an abusive relationship. It's a symbiotic relationship between, whether it be, like I said, a daddy boy, a master sir, or whatever it is. It's symbiotic. It's for both parties. And that's kind of, I just got to talk to him, get material out there for him to read, you know. But some people, honestly, they like being in an abusive relationship, and you're not going to get them out of it until they're ready to. And that's something that's the one important part, is you can bring everything available to them, but you can't change their mind. They've got to do that. You got to educate them that it doesn't have to be that way.
And you can take the leather lifestyle, or living the leather life, out of that, your regular life. It doesn't matter what you've happened to you, if you were in an abusive relationship because your father beat the crap out of you when you were young. At one point in time, you have to stand up, accept what happened, try to find a way to learn and move forward. But a lot of people use that as an excuse. Oh, I'm this way because this A, B, C, D, F, D happened to me. Okay, that was okay when you didn't know how. There was no tools for you to get yourself better, to improve yourself. There was no help for you, but there is. So it doesn't matter if you're in a leather lifestyle or just in the everyday 24/7 regular world. At one point, you got to stop blaming what happened to the past, take control of your life, and make that change. I can try to help you, but if you're not ready to change, are you going to change?
No, you're
not. Of course not. So it's very easy to say, oh no, this, I'm like this because this happened to me. Hey, if that would be the case, I'd be a crack horse somewhere. I'd be dead by now. You know? So at one point, you have to take responsibility.
Crack, and then the whore.
Honey, if I was a whore, our mortgage and our cars and our trailers and our things, and we would have money in the bank. Yeah. Just saying.
I think one way you can help people, too, is to at least for a short time, you can show them there is a difference by getting them out of that environment they're in and into, like, around a true family, a true relationship, so they can see there's other relationships.
Yes, but that doesn't always work.
You can try that. That's one of the options.
Yeah, but I'm saying it doesn't always, because people are creatures of habit,
mm-hmm.
boy, and we know that, right?
You stick with what you know.
And, I mean, you're not going to be able to get to everybody. You're not going to be able to help everybody. And that's something that I think I always seem to want to help all the boys. I don't know what it is. I do. And then I get frustrated when they go back to their old habits and shit like that. And it's just like, fuck.
But again, I think you tried.
Careful, honey.
Yes, let's change. Let's change topic. But yes. Again, it's something really good. I mean, it goes back to communication. It doesn't matter what lifestyle you are in, what type of relationship you are in. Your first relationships are what you know, how you grew up with, the way your parents behaved, and what happened in that situation. That's how you learn. I didn't hear.